Hey, gang, it's Brent Porsche for 93.3 WMMR. We're backstage at the 2022 MMRBQ here at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. And joining us now is the guitarist and founding member of Grammy-nominated Rockers and headliner for this year's MMRBQ from Disturbed, Mr. Dan Donegan. Welcome, sir.
What's up, brother?
Excellent, man. So this is the second time you guys have headlined the MMRBQ, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Great to have you guys back in the Philadelphia area, man. Thanks for asking us back.
I love it here.
Yeah. So this is going to be your second show back on stage since November of last year. How'd it feel to be back on stage last night and doing your thing?
Exciting. Finally. I mean, yeah, it hasn't been enough, but we're just hit the ground running. We had a rehearsal week or two ago and just kind of worked the cobwebs out and, all good to go now.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys had to rehearse prior, but is there still a bit of a stage rust that you still got to shake off out there?
I mean, a little bit of rust because, you know, with the COVID year, we all sat home. So, but, you know, it came back. It's like riding a bike. You know, we just ran through the songs and then we're like, okay, by the second time we ran through it again, we're back to, you know, regular routine.
Yeah. So last time Disturbed was in Philly was February 2019, which was the Evolution touring cycle. It's no secret that album number 8 is done, at least the recording part, right? Is mixing and mastering all that kind of stuff?
We're finishing the mixes and then go to mastering next. But yeah, the tracking part is done.
Cool.
Strong, feeling excited. You know, it's good to have new material again and just can't wait to get out and, you know, drop the album hopefully later this year and maybe drop the single over the summer and start playing some of those new songs.
Yeah, very cool. Are you working with Kevin Churko again?
No, we actually went with Drew Falk, a L.A. producer. I think he's a Carolina guy originally, grew up in Carolina, and then moved to L.A., and he's done some good stuff with Motionless and White and Ice Nine Kills, Papa Roach, you know, a bunch of projects I really like. Some of the stuff he's done, and I reached out to him, met with him over the, I think it was December, I went out there to meet with him, and just felt some good chemistry there, just being around him, and jumped in the studio. He came out to Nashville. We ended up tracking in Nashville.
And, cool.
Great experience.
Nice, right on. excuse me, in a pandemic world, was the recording process any different? I mean, were you guys sending each other stuff digitally? I mean, how much did you hash out in a room together? Was it any different than before?
No, you know, I've always had a lot of ideas like archived and just kept in the vault. But then I think when we ran out and did those handful of shows back in November, we went down to Fort Myers on a couple of days off to work with a friend of ours and another producer, Dave Fortman, who did like Evanescence, Godsmack, Slipknot. He's worked on a lot. He used to play an Ugly Kid Joe back in the day. So we went out and we did a couple days with him just to kind of just improvise and track some ideas just on a couple days off. And that got the ball rolling. So we just went with all new, fresh material, nothing from the vault. I just started pulling out new ideas and it just progressed from there. So we did, you know, just in person improvising.
Gotcha. Right on. So there was a post on the official Disturbed Instagram with the dry erase board with all the tracks on there that showed all the stuff that was done that was very quickly taken down.
Yes. What,
was that Dave that did that?
Yes, of course it is. I yell at him all the time.
Yeah,
like, Dave,
yeah.
You can't. Come on.
Yeah, very scandalous.
You can't give away all the song titles. You know, they're still working titles. We might change a few, but, you know, he gets. Yeah, I appreciate, you know, his excitement. You know, when we're doing it, you know, he doesn't keep many secrets. He likes to put it out there when he's excited. I'm like, hey, come on. I don't know. It's hard to contain yourself, but, you know, leave a little element of surprise to the fans. But, like I said, I'm glad that he gets is excited about it. I just got to try to shut him up at times.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I was actually one of the ones that took a screen grab of of the track. So, I mean, I have the track listing here. Mm. I mean, 10 songs overall. It looked like maybe the bonus tracks, there was like 7 down below. Were those the kind of maybe for later tracks or?
See, you know, you're digging.
I know. Disturbed fans. So
I know. Yeah. You know, those were just extra ideas I was working on. There's a little bit of downtime in the studio because David was actually in the process of moving. So we had a little bit of downtime and I was done tracking all my main guitars. So I just started working with Drew a little bit more and started writing some additional stuff. So
gotcha.
Now I got that stuff.
Mothers of Dragons is a cool name for
Well, yeah, it just the vibe of that song had this kind of Game of Thrones. It seemed like kind of cinematic.
Yeah.
You know, just really big. And so that was the working title. That's definitely not the title.
Gotcha. I just thought it was cool. Yeah. Any covers considered this time around?
No. We talked about it for a minute. We didn't track anything yet. Nothing that's, I can say nothing that's going to go on this album here, but it's, we've always liked that challenge. As you know, historically, we might just jump on something and just start messing around with it, but nothing that's tracked right now.
Gotcha. Right on. So you guys have a bunch of festivals lined up in 2022. I have to presume that there's going to be some sort of big announcement coming soon.
We've had some meetings with management recently now that the album is done or tracked or just about done, like I said, after mastering. So, everything's in motion. That means, photo shoot, video shoot, all that stuff
that
comes along with setting up the album. And then once we get a date to announce when we could drop it, I know it's done. So we want to drop it this year. We just got to find the right time, on the schedule to do it and then figure out. After these handful of festivals we'll be doing this year, we'll have to figure out when we're going to actually go out and do a full-on tour.
Gotcha. Excellent. So seems like probably 2023 is going to be a big year for you guys, for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, right on. So 2023 also marks the 10th anniversary of the release of Fight or Flight's debut album.
Wow.
A Life by Design. Anything possible in the pipeline for that? Or
It was fun when we did it during that, Disturbed was on a hiatus and that it gave me and Mike a chance to go out and just do something different, jam with some friends, just like when David went off to do Device. Same thing. It was just a different creative outlet. There's no plans for that. I mean, my plate's full with this. I mean, all of us are pretty busy, outside of Disturbed, it's about family and kids.
Sure.
And just the time we have home. So it's a little tough to say if anybody's going to do any side projects, because this is our baby.
Sure.
It's a number one priority. It always has been. And, once we get out, then it's full on, it's full on Disturbed.
We are already 2 years removed from the 20th anniversary of the sickness. And unfortunately, due to the pandemic, you couldn't properly celebrate that. You didn't really get the full tour in probably that you would have liked. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the double platinum sophomore album, Believe. Any plans there?
See, you got all the facts. You did your homework here. That's a better. I have to think about that stuff. You know more than I do. There wasn't anything scheduled. Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a bummer, obviously, with the sickness. How ironic the title, the sickness, the same year that COVID hit.
Right.
So we were obviously bummed that we didn't get to go out and have that 20th anniversary because we had big plans that summer. And I don't know if we wait for 25 now or if we just start maybe digging deep into that album and or maybe both albums and just start pulling out some of those deeper tracks and incorporate them in the live show a little bit just to pay tribute to those. But I don't know. I mean, right now it's just our main focus lately has just been this new material.
And sure.
Now that it's all recorded.
By the way, Believe, Disturbed's first number one album.
Yeah.
And double platinum. So awesome. Got to celebrate that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was great. I remember that like yesterday. I mean, these were all special days for us, like, because every album's like a new child to us. It's our everything we put. So I remember those moments as we were writing them, recording them, releasing them. That was a big moment, the release of that. We actually had a little party in Chicago that night when we got the sound scan numbers of it going number one, and we knew we had a good shot at the time. Back then they were able to kind of monitor it, and I think we were kind of up against like the Dixie Chicks, I think were number two or something that week. So it was kind of good to see all the Disturbed ones come together and go out and get that album and help us give us our first number one.
Cool. You mentioned family. Your social media, your Instagram is at that Dan Donegan. Twitter's at Dan Donegan GTR guitar. So you post a lot of messages of hope and inspiration and stuff like that on there. And it's refreshing in today's world. Plus, you post a lot of stuff with family. I saw the prom pictures from last weekend.
I think I'm becoming the Tony Robbins of rock with my inspirational quotes. Some of them I make up, but I do steal a lot of them too. And I just, in our music, for the most part, majority of the material has always been about hope and inspiration and trying to, you know, get through difficult times. You know, life can be hard at times, you know, so it's just, I always push, and my kids, I have two teenage kids. I always push them to just, you know, work hard and stay positive and just find. My daughter just graduated from high school 2 nights ago, you know, and going to college this year, that's going to be pretty emotional. I know I'm getting sidetracked for a minute here. I'm thinking about my daughter leaving. I don't want her.
They were great pictures from last weekend, or a couple weekends ago was prom, right?
Yeah, just she recently. Prom. And, yeah. So, but I always preach to them of just, you know, just finding whatever it is they want to do, just as long as they enjoy it and then they love it. It's not about money. It's not, that's not success. It's being happy, waking up and getting out of the bed and whatever it is you're passionate about, make that your life.
Well, totally, for everybody's listening out there, totally suggest you follow Dan on Instagram and Twitter, man. He's a good follow. One of your more recent posts was a picture of you guys in a rehearsal space with the, quote, face-melting set list inscribed over it. And, of course, that's what we're all super pumped for tonight, man. So we're looking forward to having you guys back and headlining the 2022 MM Barbecue.
I think we're all more than our faces will be melting today. It's like 100 degrees out. But, yeah, it's but great, man. We're like I said, we're just excited to be able to play these songs again.
Cool. Dan, all the best. Thanks for taking some time to speak with us here at MMR. Good luck with the new album. Good luck with the tour the rest of the year and everything that's to come. And make sure you come back and see us here at MMR.
Always. Thanks for always supporting us, and thanks for asking us back.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dan Donegan from Disturbed. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.